I'm very pleased that I have a testimony to give. I wasn't born into a Christian home, but I was born into a very good church, strict Church of Ireland home. A home where there wasn't much money, but there was lots of love. And from a very early age, we were taught the hymns of faith and we were taught our catechism. And whether it be by coincidence or not, but by the age of four, I was able to say the first hymn of Stand Up for Jesus. And my parents made sure I could say it before the 12th of July. I think there's a wee bit of triumphalism there. But anyway, we were sent to Sunday school and brought to church. I was always very godly minded. Every time the church door was open, I was there. God always had a big part in my life. I'm sorry that I have to say, from the age of 8 until 11, I was badly sexually abused. Now, I'm not going to dwell on that. Enough to say that I lost my virginity at a very early age, but God was with me. When we went into church, my dad and my brothers, Mummy always was at home, but Albert was a wee late one. And there was a stained glass window with a photograph of Jesus with a little lamb across his shoulders. And I was that wee lamb. And I would have got down on my knees and I prayed to him, "Be thou my vision." And that's the hymn that I once sung at my funeral, because I prayed that hymn religiously every Sunday. Every other Sunday morning there was communion at 8:30. And I would have been up from about 6:30 or 7 o'clock, prepared myself to get ready for communion. I know to the world I looked like as if I was a Christian, but I always knew there was something missing. And I can remember I was working in Derry, and the fact that I had been sexually abused, I buried very deep within me. I was told not to say and threatened of what would happen if I did say. So I buried it very deep within myself. But I can remember one Sunday evening, one summer evening, and I walked the streets of Derry looking for a church that I could get open. And I hitched it to Strabane, and I went to the Church of Ireland that I was so much used going to, and I went to the door, and I couldn't get in. I thought if I could get in, that I could find Jesus. But the door was locked, and I stood and cried. Went to Gibraltar for my brother's wedding. There was street evangelists there. I went downtown every day looking for these street evangelists. I didn't know what I was looking for. I only knew that I needed to speak to someone. I soon learned that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. So it was the blood that was missing in my life. But eventually, on the 26th of October 1969, I publicly declared my faith in Jesus. Now, it was a few weeks after that, I was very blessed. I immediately went to an evangelical church where there was very good teaching. The thing was, as far as my father was concerned, I had committed the unpardonable sin. I had left the Church of Ireland. And Daddy didn't speak to me for a year. But he soon came. I went to Bible school and I came home. I'd lost a lot of weight. anorexia had set in. I didn't go to Bible school for any academic reason. I went that solely I wanted to be near to Jesus as I could get. But I lost more and more weight. I came home. I got a job in the civil service. Within 2 years, I was in the hospital at 4.5 stone. And for the next 10 years, I was to find myself in and out of the psychiatric unit in Belfast City Hospital with the anorexia. Mum and Dad came up one day, it was the 16th of March, and they said they were taking me home. I weighed 6 stone. I was 4.5 when I was first taken into hospital. But people were praying for me, and I thank people for praying. It was the prayers of God's people that I'm a living, walking miracle. Because I actually walked out of, I was in Altony Galvin Hospital at the time, and I was in a very heavy sedative called Nagagdal. I weighed 4.5 stone. And it was at the back of Ward 2. And at that time, there were doors. And I was desperate to get home. I was bedbound on a high dose of Nagagdal with a high 4,000 calorie a day diet. But they came at 4 o'clock and they gave me a cup full of this brown medicine. If I saw somebody coming in the door with it now, I'd be out through that exit door. But anyway, they came at 4 o'clock and I thought, at that time you're allowed to keep your clothes in hospital. I thought I could be out of those doors. So I got up and I put my coat on over my nightdress and put on a pair of sandals, 17th of March morning, and took my dressing gown over, and I walked from the back of the hospital right through the hospital to the end of the bridge, and I hitched a lift home, and I got home at 7 o'clock. Now, the doctors were very good, and they let me stay at home. And of course, typical anorexia, I promised that I would eat. I ate for a day, and I was back to school. But the thing about it was, I didn't even get a cold. And to God be all the glory. Because it was a bitter cold morning. Now, I could go on telling what Jesus means to me. Jesus means all to me. I need no other argument. I have no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. And I praise him while I have breath in my body. I don't know how to finish except to say thank you for listening.